And you can see it's fluctuated over the years.
Is that done based on a needs assessment or just an allocation of funding?
It's done based on need, like end of life of certain equipment.
Okay, so you've got metrics on the equipment life, et cetera, and you use that?
Yes.
Plus any kind of feedback you get from JSO with respect to some...
Correct. We request funding based on...
Got it.
All right, so this $7,215,000, if we had that today, it would probably reduce this number somewhat, because probably some of these things is in this number, correct? Probably?
If we spent the $7 million now, there would not be a CIP request in the next...
Okay.
That would make sense.
Okay. All right. Any questions before we go any further? Okay.
The only thing I'll say in regard to that CIP funding, although we're very gracious and thankful that we had the opportunity to have these contractors come in, we do have unforeseen issues that may or may not have been addressed.
Got it.
During this evaluation. So I don't think it's safe to say that if we were to receive the $7 million, there wouldn't be a need.
I'm sure this was the obvious things that the eyes caught, and there's unforeseen things that hasn't happened yet.
Yes, sir.
That's common sense there, so thanks for that. I guess my question is, with Mr. Borland, yours was like $6 million or so.
It was, but I don't know if I recall. I chair the working group for the sheriff's office, and we did the same thing. But I'm not sure that they actually brought in contractors to give them estimates. I think it was based upon Mr. Gardner's own expectation what the numbers are. So that might come down or go up a little bit depending on the actual assessment. I'm not certain, quite honestly, if you gave me that. But yes, in the ballpark, it's pardon me, it's roughly the same number.
Okay.
Ironically, I expect yours to be a lot worse, quite honestly.
Well, that being said, my thought is, since you're the chair of the committee and this is a subcommittee, with this packet here, do you think it would be best to put this with your packet? Then you will be talking to the mayor's office for the total number for the two facilities.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was important for me to be here as part of this notice meeting. And we can certainly, I don't know, it may be warranted to call a special meeting of the full committee.
Got it.
So the recommendation comes from all of us in that respect. And I can certainly set something up next week. It doesn't have to be a long meeting.
Okay.
But the sense of urgency, and I've already made the administration aware that this was coming, and we may need to look to accommodate that in the existing budget, because waiting to next year or the year after doesn't make any sense. So we'll. I think that's, Councilmember White, I think that's our best path, is to maybe host a special meeting next week of the full committee and move forward as a recommendation of the committee that these two bundles of needs be presented to the administration and to Mr. Burble and his folks to address in a timely fashion.
All right, thank you. Let me back up a little bit, and I should get y'all to introduce yourself for the record. Just go ahead now.
David Kilcrease, I'm representing the mental health defender from the court, as well as the fraternal order of police.
Tyler Nolan, Northeast Florida Regional Council.
Kevin Webb, Council Reaser.
Eric Laughlin, I'm an architect with HDR, Justice Principal.
Thank you. And that's Rebecca, the lady that attempts to keep me straight. A question for you, Mr. Borland, and I'll take your advice and your guidance, and I want to make sure we don't step on public works toes, but I think if we got the funds for this package and your package, roughly $15 million, a little under that, 14-something, I think 2 or 3% should be added, and Roy, you can tell me this would be helpful. It's a big enough project that I think JSO or either Public Works should hire a project manager to oversee all these things and all your things.
Well, that raises an interesting question, and Mr. Bubble, I'd be curious your thought on that matter. Obviously, this comes under your purview, and I wouldn't want to say that that's a recommendation we should make if you wouldn't support it. Let's put it that way.
Even if it's under your shop, it's
right.
One person that
waking
can oversee this $15 million worth of work. You tell me what your thoughts are on that.
So typically, these larger CIP projects is managed by our engineering division under Public Works. So that's who I would lean to.
So you think?
You've got the oversight staff there.
Yes. You've got what we need to do that.
Okay, sir.
Good question.
Diving a little bit into what makes up this $7,200,000 on mine. We won't talk about all of them. But item number one is talking about the chiller replacements, and I guess this is where you come in, Mr. Pope. Did you was able to do any research and see if this could be tied in to the whatever you call your system?
Yes, sir. I was making sure this was on. So there's a couple things at play here with respect to JA providing chilled water service, and they all basically come down to time and cost. So it would be significantly more than what you see here as far as replacing the chillers and doing cooling tower upgrades to bring that pipe from the plant over there near the arena over to the facility. With that said, it's not impossible. It can be done. It would take, let's say, about 3 years, give or take. If the facility's life remaining there is somewhere at 5 to 8, I don't know that that's the best route to take. With that said, we know that something will replace that facility. We hope, right? We all hope somewhere down the road. The question would be, what kind of load would that new facility have, and we would need to build that pipe appropriately, which makes this a bit of a guessing game, right? So while there are opportunities, and we would be willing to further consider it, I think, based on what I've seen here on the sheet, and Mr. Burbaugh can chime in, there may be a quicker solution to the current issues than running the pipe, but that's not something I think that I think that's something that Public Works and JEA would have to get more granular with down the road. But we're talking in, I would say, three times the cost of what we have on this sheet at a minimum to run the chilled water pipe.
Well, I appreciate you doing that, because that perfectly makes sense to lay that aside, I think. But I had no idea if it could be done and what the cost would be.
And really, it just comes down to the remaining life of the facility at that location. If we thought the jail would remain, we would, and I say we, JEA, and I think Public Works would be far more interested in the long-term solution there. But I think
you wouldn't want to pipe it to what's there today if something's three times as big, hotel or whatever is more usage.
We just have to run a new pipe in the future, and that would be even more money, yes, sir.
Well, I know you're busy, and I appreciate your time, and you're welcome to stay if you want to, but you've really answered the top question.
Okay, great. And it's just, I will take you up on that, and I appreciate it. I will say we did work with some of the other folks on the team and determined that there were no issues in the JEA system, as far as I've heard from the electrical standpoint. I think there were some issues behind the meter, but if there's anything else we can do to help there, let us know.
Yeah, everything I've seen is behind the meter, but this is replacing two chillers that were still original, so for this type of money, the new chillers will certainly get us through.
So we have three chillers. We replaced one, and we've done some work to modify a couple of them to keep them running. But in a 5 to 10 year, we would need to think about replacing them.
If I could pipe in for Mr. Pope, for your benefit, as you may know, the committees will come back together. Working groups will come back together January, February, to begin the conversation of what's next in terms of campus-like facilities, separate facilities at different locations. And I certainly think JEA should be an integral part of those conversations, as it relates to location,
yes, sir,
as well as the nature of the kind of facilities we want to build in the future.
By all means, we want to remain in the conversation. I think for chilled water at the current location, it would be a difficult.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate it.
I don't open this up to comments, because I don't think we need to go through each thing. It's been vetted by Roy. It's been vetted by the sergeant and the chief. Our lift is the price tag here, and that's our job, and hopefully that will be easy to get to.
I'm going to blame you if it isn't.
I'm sure you would. Everybody else does. So that's okay. That's okay.
Your leadership, I'm not.
Yeah. That being said, is there any questions from the – go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, and I know Chief Long and Sergeant Parks are going to agree with me. If there's any way possibly, like Councilman Williams was saying, to get some kind of a rough figure on that mold remediation, because I know I had to do some back – when I was there in about 15, 16 years on a couple of the control room areas, but because basically that stuff's up there and those officers are breathing it, you tend to get sick more. And with the staffing issues we have right now, You don't need any more
right.
call-ins. So if there's any way to do that, that's just my suggestion.
And I do appreciate that, and I thank you for saying that. Also, as I learned from the other committees, working groups work, it's going to, and this is a really question for you folks, with respect to infirmary or other areas, they're going to pretty much stay as they are for the foreseeable future. There's no going to be a means or an opportunity as part of this to see any expansion or significant change in it. This is really just simply repairs, correct?
Correct.
Yes, sir.
So, I'm sure you would rather it be more than that, but I don't know how realistic that's going to be.
Right.
Are you? What's your comment on that?
Well, that's kind of the point that I was making earlier is, there is going to be unforeseen things that come up that,
sure.
that we don't know about.
I'm talking about the medical examination area, et cetera, which is, compromised right now, as you know, and modified to work as best it can.
Right.
And likely that's going to continue for the foreseeable future. That's really the point I'm trying to make.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
One thing on this original list that's got the 7,215,000 that's numbered 1 through 14, and I'm not sure that's numbered how you wanted them. We talked yesterday to do a pecking order.
Yes, sir.
Of the most important in the Roy's in your opinion, in case, we get the money over 2 years or something, because I think we talked about the kitchen floor. That might be impossible to do because it'll be out of service for 3 months.
Yes, sir.
So some of that money can be used on the mole or whatever, or we can add to this $7,200,000 mark. If anybody got anything else to say, Judge, would you like to weigh in? I know
yes,
you
sir.
Got to go back.
Just happy to be here, but I do need to go back.
Take off, sir. We got it.
Appreciate
my meetings helping. Don't last long, usually.
He's good
thank
for
you
that.
We'll go around the table. If anybody's got any questions, I think I'll ask you, what is our next step? I think you just said.
I did.
Go over that again.
I should caution, too, the list I mentioned and the number I mentioned with respect to the administrative services building really is the first-year request. They have already done their tiered expectation of need, and there was something beyond what they thought in the first year. So we'll share that as we move forward. But that obviously can be a part of the process for next year. But beyond that, to your point, I think it's warranted for us to put together, host a special meeting of the committee next week at some point in time to make a determination. And once you get a list that's prioritized list, we'll merge the lists and make them available to the administration.
With a package that you have, does that give you what you need from this subcommittee other than the
perfect
the
this,
ranking?
This is ideal.
Yeah,
other
be.
Than the ranking, yes, absolutely.
Like I say, we don't. Don't take no more time than we need. Anybody have anything to add or
no, sir.
Any
we
questions?
We can certainly reach out again to Simpson Environmental and see about getting them in.
That would be great.
So we can have something for next week.
Thank you.
And then, Roy, I'd like to sit down and we could work out a tiered system so that we'd have it put
sure.
together.
Absolutely.
Anything else? Rebecca?
No.
Anybody want anything else to say? Okay, we can adjourn. Thank you.
Councilman, are we setting a defined time now?
I have.
He'll have to. He'll do that.
Site services in terms of availability. I don't think it needs to be in this room, and it doesn't need to be Zoom or recorded. I think it's just it'll be a quick meeting.
Yes, sir.
I'll let Council Member White share it, so it'll be a quick meeting. If it's me, it's a little bit longer, of course.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah,
sir.
Hey, sir. We really do appreciate your guys playing and being a part of this.
Actually having
CMJ emails. Oh, look at you, man. Look at you.
I was upset. All right. Well, hey,
good to see you, David. Always. Hey, how did you enjoy the
fights? You remember it, Chip?
Handful of guys. Oh,
nice.
It was awesome, man. I enjoyed
it. We're coming back.
We're
going to do some tours. I know that we've had a couple people already.
I think it's awesome.
Thank you, sir.
The benefits of all of that and do the recognition and, having Steve come up there.
I think that we're going to plan on doing that here in the next few weeks.
That's awesome. That's
awesome. Because I think that we've got a couple presentations coming up.
Yes, we do.
We'll see y'all.
Thank you. I know I've got a meeting tomorrow.
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. No problem. No, you're good. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Okay. Yep. Yep.
I'm waiting for an agenda.
And then I think the 8th, we've got something, and the 15th, maybe. I don't know if you've got a couple of meetings. Next month.
So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
You those are Fridays.
The housing one.
Chris Miller does 8 o'clock.
Yep.
I prefer it a little bit later.
Look, very good. Guys, you know, well, good to see you.
Good you too.
Yep.
Thank you for being
yep.
here.
I hope my
I want to know.
We have this committee focusing on No, this committee is focusing on fixing the existing facility.
Okay, future location.
It's not until January.
Every other working group is focusing right now on what are the needs. And then we come together as a committee. January or February is like, and we'll start the conversation as to what kind of facility or facilities we want to build and where do we want to build them.
Okay, so from what I've been getting,
see, that's where I was getting into the like with Warden Construction.
As a council member of the Board of Trustees Committee, yes.
And a lot of what I want to see is I want to see a strong education
component
into that facility. But you cannot tell me directly when it comes down location.
I'm sorry.
Open in the air. What would be a potential site? I don't want to be pushed all the way out into rural parts that do not.
If it's a centralized campus-like facility, most likely it would be in or around
that the jail, or is this
that's PMB?
Some
that's
of the
PMB.
Needs
okay.
are
yeah,
specific
that's what we
to.
Seen. We're not on that. Location.
That's why that makes more sense.
It's yeah, going from Sally Port to Sally Port. No. If in fact we say, well, let's do this, I got to go upstairs. But that's the answer to that question. So once you make a determination, what's the best facilities?
If you've got folks who have mental health issues,
can you send me that?
Because what they're asking is ridiculous.
If one thing is you ask, I'm not saying
but they're just asking because they want it.
Oh, I get it. And what we're asking for is stuff to get
it's what you actually need.
Yeah,
now,
it's critical.
Speaking about critical and what we actually need, Aaron had a conversation with some people about CTC. CTC is in dire need of some repairs, too, and they don't want to include this on in the group.
Jeremy and I talked about it.
Okay. All right, so okay, good. We just want to make sure that if we have monies available to us that we don't need because we're getting this work done, that we can see about moving that money to get that work done at CTC because some of it is pretty critical.
No, I agree.
Okay.
Well, we can do that definitely. That's what I told Jeremy to put together a number, and I need it by January, by February. That's when I start putting together CIP requests.
Okay, good.
So
good, because they've been
what that
left to their own devices for a
bit. It goes into 5-year CIP, and then depending on need, we can request from the committee to move it up.
Right.
That's how that works.
Well, yeah, the problem with the 5-year plan is we're hoping to be out within 6 or 7 years.
CTC.
Yeah.
8.
Yeah, they're rolling. 10. CTC is going to roll into the new facility.
Good.
So we don't want to, you know, wait 3 years, put a little bit of money to it. That we'd like to front load that.
Yeah, but they will not. The only way to get it is you would have to get it in the 5-year plan, and then you have then you can go to before the committee and request to move it up. That's okay. The way that works. You don't get it to the next year, unless
so
it's an emergency.
I'm gonna reach out to Jeremy to see if he's available to meet with me sometime this week.
To prioritize the list.
Yeah, so
he's
we
off
can,
tomorrow.
He's off tomorrow. Oh, yeah, we won't be here Friday either.
So we got to do
you're
Monday.
Off on Mondays, right? So Tuesday?
Tuesday we can do.
We have to do Tuesday.
Is he working today?
Yeah.
I'll just call him and talk to him.
It wouldn't take long
to
prioritize this.
No, not at all. My only concern is, so when it comes to prioritizing the list, this is...
You don't need this. It's on top list, right?
This one.
Yeah, this one.
This one. So... When it talks about prioritizing the list, right? So, like, electrical infrastructure, that a lot of those are 5-year need assessments, right?
Yeah.
And so some stuff from the electrical we may need right now. Obviously, some we don't need right this second,
mm-hmm.
right? So I don't know how we can...
Those are the bus bars they were talking about that got wet.
There's bus bar. Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff in that. There's bus bars. There's panels.
You want to... Is Jeremy free right now? We could drive. If he's free, we can just go over there to jail.
Lighting repairs and upgrades, panel replacements, busway fuse buckets, busway replacement.
Yeah, so we can probably wait.
Preventative maintenance. You know what I mean? So
I can call him if you guys don't know about that.
Yeah, if he's available, we can go now.
Yeah, because Thursday is a nightmare for everybody.
Yeah.
And he's off, and then Monday you're off. Yeah. And if this thing is, if this meeting next week is set up for Wednesday morning, it doesn't leave me a lot of time.
No.
I'm going to go grab the car and I'll meet you up front. And then if we can, we'll go over to see him. If we can't, then...
He can probably... I'm sure he'll make time today to do it for him.
That's fine. And if he... And then we can do that, too. We can do it via WebEx or Teams, too, if you want to have other people involved. I can set that up to the office. Just have him call us when you do get a hold of him. Or have him call Park.
It's just, I know where they want to pull this money from. For this, they have a problem with that, didn't they?